This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana Senate has given quick final passage to a bill that would allow gun owners to carry concealed firearms without a permit. The Senate voted 27-9 Tuesday for House changes to the Senate Bill 118 by Republican Senator Jay Morris of Monroe. If signed into law, it would allow anyone 21 years or older in Louisiana to carry a concealed handgun without needing a permit unless they are barred from having a firearm. Supporters say current Louisiana law requiring training and permits infringes on Second Amendment rights. Opponents, including law enforcement agencies, say it would jeopardize public safety. Although Governor Edwards has supported gun rights, he is expected to veto the so-called concealed carry bill. Legislation aimed at overhauling the Texas power grid after February's deadly winter storm is now on its way to the governor. The Texas House and Senate gave final approval to the sweeping SB 3 on Sunday, just one day before the state's legislative session ended. Some experts, though, say the bill falls short. While it requires power plants to weatherize, it doesn't provide funding to do so. And while it directs natural gas facilities to prepare for extreme weather, that's only required of sites that regulators consider critical. Ahead of the final vote in the House, Democratic State Representative Ron Reynolds of Missouri City questioned the bill's sponsor, Republican Chris Patti.
One of the critical things that I think was missed is that we did not look at whether or not climate change had an impact upon the extreme weather that we've experienced. We've experienced several 100-year events within the last several years. Would you agree that we also need to look at climate change as well?
And Republican Chris Patti of Marshall replied,
"We may disagree on what the causes are, but I think it's difficult to argue that we're seeing some unusual weather patterns. We're seeing some of these things with more frequency. So it's kind of hard to deny that we obviously have to be able to operate during those type of situations. As far as the reasons for that, I mean, obviously that's always a point of discussion."
The final version of the legislation does, though, require state agencies like the Public Utility Commission of Texas to consult with the state climatologist when preparing for future storms. The bill awaits Governor Greg Abbott's signature. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences announced to employees yesterday that it is partnering on a new cancer care initiative with Little Rock-based Baptist Health. In a memo to employees, UAMS Chancellor Dr. Cam Patterson disclosed that UAMS and Baptist Health are taking steps to expand the UAMS Cancer Institute, beginning with the near future opening of the UAMS Baptist Health Cancer Center on Baptist Campus in North Little Rock. Although the new UAMS Baptist Health Cancer Centers have yet to be finalized, Baptist Health's existing network of 11 hospitals and more than 100 primary hospitals stretch from Fort Smith through central Arkansas and into north central and southern Arkansas. You've been listening to Red River Radio News.